Now time for locker room chat with Omega head coach Ben Colterman. How you doing, Coach?
Doing good.
First locker room chat of the season, kind of recapping what happened last year. 4-5, there were some flashes of greatness mixed in. Tell us about your overall thoughts on 2021.
2021, more competitive than the previous couple seasons, really. We had some experienced guys on the field most of the time. We were an overtime loss to Frankfurt from having a winning season. It would have been a great win for us, but that's how it goes. Put up some big yardage on Hanover, really battled with them last year, which is a huge step. I think they were ranked number one in the state when we played them. So, I mean, we're not that far off last year. And just looking to build off of that experience this season.
Yeah, and kind of transitioning into this season, at quarterback you guys have Zach Fisher. Tell us what you like about his game as a four-year starter.
Leadership, experience, smart kid, tough kid, good athlete, you know, all of those things. Good kid.
I always love that. And in terms of your running backs, you lost a guy that you loved last year. You bring back a couple guys. And tell us about who you lost last year, who you get back. Tell us about the running back position this season.
So last year our bell cow was Rylan McGinnis. He's up at Highland. He's a running back at Highland Community College now. Tough kid. Loved Rylan. Going to run a little different formation this year since we're playing 11-man football, so our entire backfield is really relatively new. Landon Coling and Josh Daniels, freshman, they'll be our two wings, and then our fullback will be Hunter Lamond, and they're coming along. Inexperienced, but each day they're getting better. We're going to see what they're made of this Friday.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more with Coach Colterman in just a minute. Back here with Onega head coach Ben Colterman as we kind of talk about what to look forward to in this 2022 football season, talking about the defensive side of the things. We talked about the offense before the break. Coach, who are some players that are really going to stand out in 2022?
You know, I like Jeremiah Dorsey. We moved him to middle linebacker. He's practiced really good. We had the jamboree last week. I thought he looked good there. He's a good tough kid, hard-nosed kid. Good tackler. Coling out there on the edge as an outside linebacker, he's doing really well. Obviously, Fisher, you know, he's a great kid wherever you put him. He's out of safety. Our DNs are pretty strong. Race Fisher and Dylan Magnet both, we feel like are in strength there. So there's some pieces that we like that are in place that I think we're going to kind of rely on.
And to start off the season, you guys have McLeod, who did have their fair share of struggles in 2021. What are some things that you know about that team and how you're preparing for them?
Well, we got a little tape on them. They've got a few kids that get off the ball really well. Their backfield looks to have some experience. Pretty athletic, you know, and right now we got the same record. We're both 0-0. You know, last year is over, previous seasons, those are all over. So we're going over there expecting a dogfight, expecting a battle, and that's how we've been preparing.
And taking a look at just your overall schedule, it's pretty interesting. You guys play a team from Oklahoma, and then you play Christ Prep Academy. So you're kind of getting a little bit of everything in your schedule, and then you have teams like Centralia as well. When you first got a look at that 2022 schedule, what are some things that stuck out to you?
Back on our schedule, you know, Australia was a rival of ours for many years. Obviously a very good program, a great football team, going to be a heck of a challenge. You know, the Guymon, Oklahoma one, it was kind of an interesting deal how that came about. We had an open week four. They reached out to us, a bigger school, not a very good team, a team that's a really bad record, but a bigger school, so it's going to be a heck of a challenge. Christ Prep, that was another one we had to just kind of fill in. That's going to be a Saturday game down there in Kansas City. That'll be interesting also. And then, you know, a few others that we're kind of familiar with that we've played over the years, you know, Jackson Heights, Troy, some elite schools. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, you guys really get a little bit of everything here in 2022. Coach, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to doing this with you every single week here on Locker Room Chat.